This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're going to stay with the incoming administration now. We're still learning a lot about the people President-elect Donald Trump wants in his cabinet. One thing we do know, many of them are quite wealthy. We're talking five billionaires so far and more than a handful of multimillionaires. And that kind of money often makes for complicated businesses and potential conflicts of interests. Conflicts that need to be disclosed before the Senate starts confirmation hearings, and that can mean delays. Marketplace's Rhea McCrace has our story.
Trump's nominees, well, let's just say they're not typical. For example, Rex Tillerson, head of ExxonMobil. Trump tapped him for Secretary of State. Tillerson still has to be confirmed by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin leads the Democrats on that panel.
This is the first nominee we've had in a long time that comes strictly from the business sector, who has never been vetted for a public position.
Cardin says Tillerson has pledged to turn over his financial records. Still, Senate Democrats are pushing for years of his tax returns, and they want more financial records from all Trump nominees. Jeff Hauser runs the Revolving Door Project, which scrutinizes political appointees.
A lot of these people will have to, if confirmed, divest from financial and fiduciary relationships, which are extremely complicated.
Hauser says normally campaigns start vetting nominees long before Election Day.
Instead, this process is not starting until December.
Democrats have been complaining about the slow pace, and of course they are, says Dan Mitchell of the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank.
A lot of the push for disclosure is political theater. It's what the opposition party does.
And so, he says, expect fireworks in January. Here's another way to think about all of this, says John Hudak, a fellow at the Brookings Institution. You're up for a job, and the boss says you're hired, but it's not official until you go through HR.
It's like, you know, hiring someone without necessarily checking references or doing, you know, criminal background checks.
He says if nominees aren't vetted well before they're confirmed, Trump's administration risks the chance of something dicey coming out later. That sort of thing has happened in the past, and it is never pretty. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.